Pope Francis on Thursday met with bishops from Bulgaria who are in Rome for their Adlimina visit. Christopher Wales reports.
In his address to the bishops, Pope Francis gave thanks to God for the concerted effort of the whole church in Bulgaria, which he said demonstrates the vitality of the Catholic faith in that country. He called to mind especially a number of initiatives promoted in recent years, including the Jubilee celebrating the 150th anniversary of the union with the Apostolic See, the 60th anniversary of the martyrdom of the Passionist Bishop Evgeny Bosilkov, and a number of events during the Year of Faith. The Holy Father said that in virtue of our baptism, we are all called to be missionary disciples, invited by the Lord to evangelize with joy and with spirit. He emphasized, too, the social dimension of evangelization, which has as its point of reference the social doctrine of the Church. He said it was important for civil institutions to recognize the moral and spiritual authority of the Holy See and its contribution to the common good and the progress of the country. Your communities, Pope Francis said, live and work alongside those of the Bulgarian Orthodox Church. He called on the bishops to continue to promote ecumenical dialogue. Finally, Pope Francis spoke about the upcoming canonizations of John XXIII and John Paul II. Both popes, he noted, have a connection to Bulgaria, John XXIII having served there as apostolic delegate from 1925 to 1934, and John Paul II, the first Slavic pope, having visited the country in 2002. At the conclusion of his address, Pope Francis entrusted the churches of Bulgaria and the earthly development of the country to the Most Holy Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church, to Saints Cyril and Methodius, the evangelizers of the Slavic people, and to the blessed bishop and martyr, Evgeny Bosilkov. I'm Christopher Wells.